You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, coming to you live from the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, and yeah, like the dude just said, covering all of it, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, this is a weird day. So it's literally, I've been given a timeout. I'm not in the room with Boomer right now.
No, you're not.
I am operating remotely from a secret, undisclosed location in a bunker somewhere, but... Anyway, hey, Boomer's on the board, though. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's a good day. Pretty day here.
It's beautiful down it's where I am. In the secret location, it's beautiful also. But this is not a vacation, in case anybody's wondering. I'm not sure how to spell vacation, just so you know.
Right.
But, Boomer, good job loading me up on all the tech for the travels.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I mean, I'm sitting here with multiple laptops and a little mini board and microphones, and we're talking.
And we're talking. There we go.
I'm saying. Hey, listen, I've already got one text on the line, Boomer, saying, guess what day it is. You know what day it is.
Oh, I do.
Hit it.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is.
It's hump day.
Yeah, it is midweek. You've made it. You're halfway to the weekend. So congratulations to all of yous. But yeah, today is hump day, halfway to Friday. And we got a great show laid on for you. So just so you know, coming up at 3 o'clock, Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, he'll be calling in because we're going to talk about the Biden administration's attempt to once again circumvent the courts and the legislature and move straight to whatever they feel like doing. And we're going to talk about it in terms of what's happening with women's sports and Title IX. So, yeah, Matt Clark at 3 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock, it is indeed going to wind up being that time of week. We have the Grand Council with my two brethren, Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News, and also with Dale Jackson from WVNN out of Huntsville and writing for Yellowhammer News. So, yeah, Grand Council at 4 o'clock today. And then we got some stuff, man. We got some serious material. So, Boomer, Triple Dipper, hit it.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you've got to know as we run today's show. So starting right out, we're going to talk about this whole debacle going on with women's sports. Amazing to me. I'm calling this one Killing Title IX. So yeah, first out the gate, we're going to talk about the various aspects of what we're seeing happen with transgender participation in women's sports, and why is that even allowed? And then again, is it wise? And secondly, we'll talk about the fact that it's potentially illegal. That's why they want to change the law. Killing Title IX, that's number one on the Triple Dipper. Number two, I'm just calling it Russia, Russia, Russia. So that's where we are. Russia's all in the news. Latest things have happened, too, with these major intel leaks coming out of the Pentagon. We'll talk about several aspects of what you might want to know regarding Russia, Russia, Russia. That's number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, I started to do this the other day, and I didn't get to it. I thought, that's worth holding on to. It's so important that we find those trusted places, those sources, those people that we want to hear what they have to say, because we know when they speak, we can usually trust it. So my third dipper is called Opinions Matter. And I've got several opinion writers that I'm going to draw from for that one, just to give you an idea of the kind of folks that I look for, and then I would encourage y'all to have your own short list of who you look for in terms of what their opinions are and what they mean. All right, that's the Triple Dipper. Let me just move straight on over to my monologue. Some years ago, I got to tell you, when I was in the state Senate, a lobbyist came by my office, and that was pretty common. And this guy was someone I had known for a few years. He was a decent guy, really. He was what we referred to as a contract lobbyist. Somebody who doesn't just work for one company. He has various clients under contract, much like a lawyer or a CPA might do. So contract lobbyists, they were interesting. Sometimes you'd see a professional governmental affairs person who worked directly for just one company, like Alabama Power or Alpha Insurance or the Business Council. And whatever their corporate bosses told them to pursue, well, that's what they had to do. But the contract lobbyists, they were not like that. They were hired guns, really. They worked for whomever retained their services, some good, some bad. but it also meant, technically, they could decline to work for someone if it didn't fit their personal or professional beliefs. So when I saw a contract lobbyist with a client, I knew that either A, the client matched their beliefs, or B, they didn't have any beliefs and therefore they just wanted to get paid. So anyway, this guy, the contract lobbyist, he came to see me. And while I knew he didn't always pursue things the way I believed, I was still nonetheless surprised when he brought in a representative of Apple, the computer company. They had a bill. The bill was designed to give special hiring treatment in state government for LGBTQ applicants. Well, this lobbyist was actually under contract to the Human Rights Campaign. And since he was a contract lobbyist, it told me that he could have turned that one down, but he chose not to. Needless to say, by the way, I did not support their bill. In fact, I helped to kill that bill. But the lobbyist also forever earned a nickname from me, as I called him Herc from then on. Herc, because he worked for HRC. Herc. He would smile and shake his head whenever I saw him in the hallways and hollered out, "What's shaking there, Herc?" All right, all fun and games then, but here's the deal. HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, they have grown in the last few years to become what some call the LGBTQ mafia. I kid you not. If you want to know who is pushing the overwhelmingly rabid transgender agenda, the LGBTQ2IASXYZ plus acronym, corporate wokeness, we'll look no further than the Human Rights Campaign. In fact, let's take the latest shining example of liberal strong-arming, the ubiquitous Dylan Mulvaney. He's everywhere now. And yes, I call him he. I know that you've seen him, his over-the-top antics as he professes to be an influencer and to have transitioned to being a woman during his 365 days of girlhood social media paroxysms. It used to be that he was that obnoxious dude skipping across the room and laughing, pretending he was a spastic woman. But at least he was confined to TikTok or Instagram, but not anymore. For reasons that no one can seem to fathom, major corporate brands like Budweiser, Nike, and Kate Spade have made him one of their national spokespersons. Why would major corporations long associated with the beer of the average dude and the gear of major athletes and the high fashion sense of actual women feel the sudden need to have a guy with a serious level of immaturity and obvious attention-seeking disorder as their national spokesperson? I'll tell you why in just three words. Human Rights Campaign. So welcome to the world of corporate extortion, the unofficial yet official version of pay-to-play. You heard me talk about ESG scores, environmental, social, governance, the push to make sure that corporations and banks and investment portfolio managers, they all understand that the age of making a profit for a company's shareholders is over, and the new wave of boardroom activity is to be focused on what they call stakeholders, not shareholders, stakeholders. The idea is that the world needs your company to do special things, meaningful things, as long as they are liberal meaningful things. Well, as part of that ESG score, the S is based on something called the Corporate Equality Index. A scoring system that determines whether a company is woke enough when it comes to the acronym's mafia notions. And who keeps the Corporate Equality Index? You guessed it, the Human Rights Campaign. Does the company have a public stance on LGBTQ rights? Does the company provide LGBTQ benefits? Does the company enforce gender identity non-discrimination policies? With the goal of HRC being to force companies to obtain a perfect score of 100 on their Corporate Equality Index, basically a scorecard. If they don't, they risk facing having the Corporate Equality Index score go down, which in turn brings down their entire overall ESG rating. "We can't have that," they say in the boardroom. "We can't have that at all. Get us some more of that woke up in here. Trot out some dude that pretends to be a chick. Let's see if that will up our score." And just like that, a company that once had heroes like Bo Jackson and Michael Jordan promoting its brands at epic levels suddenly has a skinny dude dancing around in Nike sports bras. And if you think that makes no sense, you would be right. If you think that it defies their corporate image, then you would also be right, and yet they do it. And according to the Human Rights Campaign, there are 379 Fortune 500 companies who participate in the HRC Corporate Equality Index scorecard, and 258 of those have achieved that coveted score of 100. Woo! I suppose it's likely that some of those 379 actually believe in the things that HRC stands for. They may, in fact, believe that a biological male can wake up one day and identify as a woman, or that children should be allowed by law, to receive mutilating surgeries that redesign their anatomies. Or, you know, They may really believe that drag queens should be allowed to prance around provocatively in front of elementary-age children. Yeah, maybe some of those companies scoring high on HRC's specially designed extortionist scorecard actually believe that all those things are good and wholesome and need protecting. But I have a theory, though. I have a theory that a bunch of those who participate really don't believe that. It's my opinion that many of those companies scoring well on the Human Rights Campaign's Corporate Equality Index are really just corporate cowards. Cowards who are afraid. And they let their boardroom fears make their decisions, and the company moves ever further toward a subservience to wokeism, never knowing that the wokists who promote it will never be satisfied. The rabid wokists will always want more. They will always demand more. And if you fail them, they will threaten to lower your score and thereby bring the fires of ESG upon your corporate bottom line. But history tells us that the companies that stand up and actually say no, well, they do pretty well. Rather than scoring 100 on HRC's made-up index, we might need more companies to shoot for a golf score. You know, the lower the score, the better. Sort of a low-score wins approach. Take a look at Goya Foods, the largest Hispanic-owned food distribution company in the U.S. After Goya took conservative stances, progressive cancel culture called for massive boycotts, but yet their net sales rocketed up by 22%. People who had never eaten black beans in their whole life rushed to the stores to buy Goya food products. How about Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A, who has faced constant backlash from liberals for daring to promote biblical marriage between a man and a woman. The boycotts failed every single time, and Chick-fil-A is now the third highest grossing restaurant chain in the world with sales over $10 billion. My point is this. The HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, and the liberal wokists, they'll never be satisfied. They are bullies. But those companies who will dare to say no, companies who will dare to push back, will find that good old red-blooded Americans will rush to their support, and we will thank them for their courage. Because in this case, for conservatives, the low score wins. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. I'm telling you. When it comes to that HRC index, yeah, man, the low score wins. We've got to also, by the way, support those companies that will get out there and fight for conservative values and push back on the LGBTQ mafia scorecards. For the love, let's keep this thing moving forward. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, hey, before I go any further, I got to know. It's an important question. It's a very big, big, big deal. Did your little man's baseball game go good last night?
Yeah, yes, it went well. I have come to the realization that I go to these baseball games with no expectations, but just to have fun and enjoy it because I am of the utmost. I would be uptight if I didn't go into it with that mindset. I would say that.
you gotta have to. Yes, because you are a college baseball player yourself. So you played at a high level, and you have an expectation of yourself. You can't translate that to a little guy, man.
Right? Not yet. And so I go into it, and I just have a good old time. You know, yelling and screaming and cheering everybody on, and you know, talking to the umpire behind the plate and making them laugh, and it's a good time.
Talking to the umpire behind the plate. Yep. Pray tell, are you one of those dads?
Oh, I totally am. But I mean, I'm doing it all out of fun. It's all a good time, making them laugh. Not like, you know, not one of those parents yet.
Making him laugh, you think?
I think. We'll see. I don't know. I haven't been thrown out yet, so.
Well, all right. So what's the deal, though? Did he win?
Did they keep score? I think they keep score. I don't keep score. It just hurts. So I just I just roll with it.
Well, how did he do?
He did good. He had a hit, and he got all the way around the bases and scored. And, so he did good. He got a couple outs. So, you know, proud papa, awesome. Proud dad. So I'm good.
That's awesome. Well,
thanks for asking. Good.
Absolutely, man. Are you kidding? This is big stuff.
They're big doings.
Hey, do you put a note up on the board for me? So I am out of town on business, transmitting from a secret bunker in a faraway location. But you put a note on the board. Oh. Did the second member of the legislature in Tennessee get reinstated?
I just saw it up on the screens. I believe it was on the left screen, which is CNN, guys. It said that the second of the three that, or the second one that was taken, you know, what is it? Voted out of the House of Reps has been elected to go back in. So in Tennessee,
so it must be state law that they can do this in pretty much any municipality. I guess so. That's a wacky situation. So do you know, by the way, Boomer, I apologize. I'm having to get this in just by you telling me because I haven't seen the story on
right.
it. But does he go back in permanently, or is this like until they do a special election, which I think is what I recall hearing last time?
I believe it's a special election. It just flashed up on the screen. It was breaking news, and then it went away. So I'm sure it'll be back on. Probably soon.
It'll be all the rage. They are
all
now
the new magic
people of the Democrat Party. They're having their moment of fame.
Their face. Where they have, yes. Just,
They are the Wunderkind. They are the ones. They are the second coming. It's just been awful. And what's crazy is they're going to go right back in. But here's the thing. You know what? The city council chose to do that. Fine. That's their prerogative. If the law says do it that way, do it that way. Guess what? They will always have an asterisk by their name.
Oh,
they
yes.
They are some of the only two people in Tennessee history to be literally gutted like a fish and sent packing. And the fact that they got to come back, okay, whatever. But you know what? Not because you didn't get disciplinary action while you were here. Mm. You still got spanked. But that's the way I see it. All right. Hey, we got some good stuff coming up. I just got confirmation again from Matt Clark. He will be here at 3:00 to talk about the legal aspects of Title IX and the fact that we've got the Biden administration just makes crap up. And it's just crazy to me that we are in the place that we are. I mean, this shouldn't be happening. We should not be sitting here having leadership acknowledge the worth, if you will, of men competing against women. And yet they are trying to gut Title IX. Title IX was, and by the way, I would bet that Joe Biden in all his years in D.C. would never have done this in the legislature. Never. And yet here we are, and his administration is pushing this forward like it's the next best thing since sliced bread. I mean, they are literally doing what they can to gut women's sports and to promote the idea that somehow or another we can have a man pretend that he's a woman and then be allowed to not only pretend for his own benefit on the weekends in his personal time, he can pretend in a way that actually causes harm to women. Yeah, it's a wacky world. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.